People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I'm going to tell you how that statement revolutionized the way I do business today and forevermore. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. All right, so when I was a stockbroker in the late 90s, I went to New York and I did lots of training and I did lots of sales training, right? I was doing calling, cold calling, boiler room, you know, how to pitch ideas, how to present why this stock is better and this is great and all these different things. And I got great training and knowledge on how to be a salesperson. And after I stopped being a stockbroker, I got my real estate license in 2003. And I remember I was at one of our team meetings. And we had a speaker at one of our team meetings. And he came and he spoke and he presented. And one of the things that he said was just that. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I was like, oh my God. Number one, it was kind of catchy, right? And number two, I was like, holy shit. That is the holy grail. I'm like, I never, ever, ever heard that before. It totally stopped me in my tracks. I was like looking for a pen. I wanted to write that down. And this guy was selling something, right? He was pitching what's called the Yes Seminars. And these seminars, they were happening like every month or every month or so. They would have a speaker that would come and do a presentation on their book or this or that. So it was pretty fascinating, actually. It was spectacular. So I joined right away. I think it was only like $300, something like that. And then you get to see all these people. Like, that was the first time that I saw the power or the value of learning from others. At, you know, I kind of been, you know, winging it, right? I was always winging it, except for the stockbroker. That was like my sales training. This was like the real deal, like Dale Carnegie, how to win over people, influence them, and, you know, and the Zig Ziglar, helping up people get what they want, you get what you want. Like, all of those things I never heard of until all of a sudden this showed up in my life. And all of a sudden, I started getting influenced by all these, you know, top people. And that really, really propelled my career because I was growing. I changed the way I was doing my business, my presentation. I just always thought that people, that I had all the answers, right? People would ask me and I'd be like, yeah, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. Right. I was so happy that I knew the answers to their questions that I immediately always went to the answer, right? And so, but I missed out on the whole part of caring, right? I missed out on the part of being the consultant, the power of asking questions. And that was the game changer. Even if you know the answer, you might not know the exact answer. You might have a better answer. When somebody asks you a question, it's just, you know, you quickly, you know, I'm a, you know, high D type of a person. I want to, you know, get to the end as quick as possible. I have the answer. You need it. Here you go. Let's move on. However, what I learned was when you ask questions, well, number one, it opens it up and now people are hearing that you want to know. When you ask the right questions, which I learned later, are more, you know, strategic, more specific questions, as my favorite is, why is that important to you? So when somebody asks a question, hi, how much is the interest rate on a mortgage right now? Why is that important to you? Well, because I'm trying to see if I can afford a house for $500,000 based upon my income. Okay, why is that important to you? Because I need to have a house for my family, and $500,000 is the price point that I see has four bedrooms that I need for my family to be comfortable, or whatever, right? Whatever it is. When you ask those questions, right, not only is it you being able to do your job better, but then you go from, you know, I call it like a transaction-based salesperson to now you are a consultant, and now you are consulting your client as to what's in their best interest, because you've taken the time to really understand what is it that they need, that they want, and maybe they don't know what they want, and maybe you can help them decide, oh, well, based upon you told me this is not in alignment with what you said you want or the area that you want, and you might not be able to get that. Like, that's my favorite part now. My favorite part is asking the right questions where they self-discover that what they thought they wanted might not always be what they did want. And then because you are a great consultant, advisor, whatever you want to call it, you are now helping them go down the path and understanding the process in a more detailed manner, which will help them to understand, is that destination where they really want to be, or should we pivot here and go, you know, a little further right or left, or, you know, however that works out. So that was just so, so powerful. So how can you use that in your life and in your business? And I've even taken it to the next step. How in your work, right, you may or may not be in sales, you know, if you are, the doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if you're in sales or not. The moral of the story is people want to know that you care about what's in their best interest so that they can like you and trust you, which are the two things that must be there for them to want to either do business with you or even have a relationship with you, right? You have to be genuinely interested in what is in their best interest, and the only way you can find out is by asking questions. So you must be a consultant, and then you will show them how much you care. So when you start spilling out your knowledge and your experience, it just will take you to a higher level automatically, because now they know you care about them. Now the information that you're sharing becomes that much more valuable. So how else can we use this information? So it's easily with relationships also. And again, spouse, family, kids, parents, whatever it is, if you are saying to them, tell me more about that. Why is that important to you? If you having those kind of conversations, people really feel like you're listening, that it's about them and not you. My old boss, good old Susie Lawson, she taught me, Richard, you know, because that was the team leader, and, you know, that was my, you know, my position. And she said, you want people, you want to be interested, not interesting. And I struggled with that for a little while because I love being interesting, right? and I did struggle with that for a while because I always thought if people right? I was always about the likability. I want people to like me. Right? I'm an influencer. I'm a high eye. I want that also. And then they will see that they can trust me. But again, I always thought the likability came first. So I wanted to be interesting instead of being interested. When you're interested in someone, that means that now they can trust you because you are asking questions because you're interested in what's going on with their life, interested in their family and their job and where they're from and how long have you been here and, you know, what's important to you. Those are all questions that help your client to understand that you are interested in them, in caring for them, so you can best service them. Does that make sense? I know it does. So I think we got a lot today, right? So we got a lot. How much you care, not about how much you know. Start with the questions. Likeability is good, but you must be very, very confident in being able to explain to them how much you do care about them and what's in their best interest. Alrighty? Okay, get out there, have a great day, and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.